Unveiling Polarized Emission from Interstellar Dust of the Large Magellanic Cloud with Planck, by D'Alena et al. Polarization of interstellar dust emission is a powerful probe of dust properties and magnetic field structure. Yet studies of external galaxies are hampered by foreground dust contribution. The aim of this study is to separate the polarized signal from the Large Magellanic Cloud, LMC, from that of the Milky Way, MW, in order to construct a wide field, spatially complete map of dust polarization using the Planck 353 GHz data. To estimate the foreground polarization direction, we used velocity gradients in high spectral line data and assessed the performance of the output by comparing to starlight extinction polarization. We estimate the foreground intensity using dust properties derived previously from the Planck data, and we assume the foreground polarization to be uniform and equal to the average of the MW around the galaxy. After foreground removal, the geometry of the plane of the sky magnetic field in the LMC tends to follow the structure of the atomic gas in the LMC. This is notably the case along the molecular ridges extending south and southeast of the 30 Doradus star-forming complex, and along more diffuse southern arm extending towards the Small Magellanic Cloud. There is also an alignment between the magnetic field and the outer arm in the western part. The median polarization fraction in the LMC is slightly lower than that observed for the MW, while the anticorrelation between the polarization angle dispersion function and the polarization fraction is slightly larger. Overall, polarization fraction distribution is similar to that observed in the MW. This was Unveiling Polarized Emission from Interstellar Dust of the Large Magellanic Cloud with Planck, by D'Alena et al.